The odds of shooting a world record animal are staggering. The odds of shooting five are probably beyond comprehension. You do have five, right, or is it six?
Five with Pope and Young.
Five with Pope and Young. What do you think sets you apart from other bow hunters?
In regard to world record animals?
Well, just your success.
Oh, okay. I think I'll address world record animals first. I think there are certain world record categories that are beatable. Part of the reason I have five world record animals is I've concentrated in some categories where the existing world records were beatable. When I shot my world record cows, white-tailed deer in Arizona back in 1989, that record was beatable. My deer was the first deer ever to shot with a bow to break Boone and Crockett, and it's been eclipsed several times since. My bison, which was world record for a couple of years that I shot in the year 2000 in northern Arizona, that was another category where I firmly believe that with enough hard hunting and research and a lot of luck, that world record animal, well, existing animal, could be beaten, and I was right. But I never discount luck. Luck is a huge part of bow hunting, and I attribute the fact that I have the world record Yellowstone elk to pure luck. Now, I wouldn't say it's pure luck that once a decent bow hunter finds an animal, he gets a shot at that animal, but to actually lay eyes on an animal that big, I regard as pure luck. You don't deliberately go out and see the 14th biggest bull elk ever shot in North America. You just don't do that. I don't care how good you are. That's luck. So I would say I'm a lucky guy, but I think in the main, any bow hunter makes his or her good luck by just working really hard and being persistent, never giving up, but doing a lot of research. And I think I've been successful for all of those reasons. I do a lot of research. I've got this theory that if I'm going to spend my valuable vacation time, and I do regard hunting time as vacation time. I don't regard it as work time. That's one reason I never hunt on the ground on videos. I get asked about that a lot. That would turn what I love to do most into work, and I've just always refused to do that. So it's vacation time, and if I'm going to spend my vacation time hunting, since I like big animals because, number one, they're more difficult than small animals on average, and number two, because big animals are works of art, and I just love big antlers and big horns. Since I like those things, I scour the record books and talk to a lot of booking agents and outfitters and fish and game officials and whatnot, so that I try to always go hunting where I at least have an off chance of laying eyes on a big animal. And by doing that consistently over almost 40 years of bow hunting, I put myself in good spots with the potential for big animals, places with, you know, those golden three things you need for big animals: good genetics, good feed, and fairly light hunting pressure. I put myself in those areas on a regular basis, and I think that's one of the main reasons I've come up with some pretty good animals. I do shoot my bow a couple of times a week year-round. I love to shoot a bow for shooting's sake, and I also like to be accurate when hunting season rolls around. So I think I've got a pretty good handle on the shooting end of the sport. And then when I'm out there, I just hunt hard. I hunt from daylight till dark, if it makes any sense to do that. And anybody who knows me will tell you that I'm a very persistent guy, and I just keep throwing myself back at the challenge until something happens or the season closes. And I would say those things combine to help me out year to year. And I would say the only other thing that is in my advantage is that I have set my life up so I have more time to hunt than most people. I work probably more hours than anybody I know, per year, but I cluster those hours in about 8 or 9 months a year, and I rarely take weekends off. But when I go hunting, I go hunting, and when I set up an elk hunt or a deer hunt or an antelope hunt or any hunt, I try to make it an open-ended hunt where I can spend extra days if I need to find a big animal or to keep pursuing a big animal that I haven't been able to get yet. And that makes a huge difference. There have been so many hunts where if I had been on a standard 5-day hunt or a 7-day hunt, or if I had only allotted so much vacation time, I would not have gotten a big animal. And I guess one example is my big Alaskan brown bear you've seen a picture of that I shot in 1989 with Brent Jones. That standard guided hunt was 10 days, and the whole season that year on the Alaska Peninsula was 21 days. And I arranged to go with a gun hunting buddy of mine and booked the whole season with Brent. So we had 21 days total hunt, both of us, rather than 10 days apiece with an off day for Brent in between. And if I had not done that, I would not have gotten my brown bear, because I shot my brown bear on the 15th day. So that's one advantage I think I have, and it's an advantage that didn't just fall on my lap. It's an advantage that I set up a whole bunch of years ago, because I decided bow hunting was number one in my life, and I was going to structure my whole life so I could go hunt in August, September, October, November, when most of the bow hunting seasons occur.